Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And that's going to do it for Morning Edition this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today. Next is our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. Is about 19 minutes ago. Let's start with the Kansas City wheat contract for July. Started this morning at 8.48 a bushel. That was down a nickel, but the September was at 8.50, down 14 and a half. In Minneapolis, the September spring wheat contract opened at 8.80. That was down 16 and a half. On the Board of Trade now in Chicago, the July wheat contract opened at 8.07. That was down 12 cents a bushel. September, 8.17, down 13 and 3 quarters. December wheat, 8.41, down 14. The March at 8.63, down 15 cents. And July, 8.86, down 14 and a half. In the corn, July opened at 6.55 a bushel, down 25 cents. September, 6.65, down 26. December corn, 6.84, down 25 and a quarter. March, $7 even, down 26 and three quarters. The May, 7.10, down 28 and a quarter cents. July of next year, 7.19, down 26 and a quarter. And September of 09 opened at 6.95 and a half, down 25 cents. Big drop in beans as well. The July contract opened at $16 even a bushel, down 30 and a half cents from Friday's settlement. August, 15.75, down 40 and a half. September, 15.64, down 39 and a half. November beans opened at 15.55, down 41 cents. January, 15.67, down 43 and a half. March of next year, 15.75, down 43. And the May also opened down 43 cents at 15.67. July soybean meal opened at 4.40. That was down 13.90. And the August, 4.31, down 14.90. July bean oil opened, it hasn't traded yet, and the August contract opened down 98 cents at 63.65. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August feeder cattle opened this morning at $100.60, 100 weight down 80. October, 108 even, down 57 and a half. December, 111, down 40. February, 112 even, down 95. August feeder cattle opened at 111.85, up 12 and a half cents. September 113.85, up 15. October unchanged on the open at 115.55, and November feeders opened at 116.50, up 5. In the hogs, the July lean hog contract opened at 74.95, down 2 and a half. August opened unchanged at 74.65. October lean hogs 71.10, down 15, and December 75.15, down 30. The August pork belly contract opened at 66.40, up 7.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Taking a look at the markets at the moment, the outside markets rather, the September crude oil contract is currently trading at $145.90 a barrel. That's up, but the August is down 33 cents a barrel at the moment at $144.75. The metals look like this. September silver is at $19.05 an ounce. That's up 23 cents. August gold trading at $9.70 even, up $9.40. The U.S. dollar index is at 72.02, down 7, almost 8. The CRB index is at 461.47, up 4. On the Wall Street right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently trading. Let's see if we can get to that page. We've got some delayed figures here. The Dow is up 26 points at the moment at 11,127. The S&P 500 index is up 2.25 points at 1242, and the NASDAQ is right now at 2231. That is down about 8 points at the moment. Right now on the Chicago Board of Trade, here are the trends at the moment. The wheat is trading in the down 11.75 to 14.5 cent range. Same thing in Kansas City, down 11 to 12 cents a bushel. The corn right now trading lower between 21.25 and 26 cents, and the soybeans right now are down between 30.5 cents and 32 cents. We're right now having a bit of difficulty apparently reaching our analyst at the moment, and we will take a look right now at what some of the wire services are saying about the trade as we begin this day today. The Board of Trade corn and soybean futures have been lower on profit-taking by and large, but also spurred by favorable U.S. weather for developing crops, according to traders. That is from Reuters, and we had talked with Brian Maple of FC Stone in Indianapolis a bit earlier about the current trend and looking at the overnights, and indeed things have been lower, mainly on weather, but also possibly on some spillover news affecting commodities from the decision over the weekend of the government to help bail out some of the two top mortgage bankers. Let's see if we have Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Kurt. Good
morning, Tom.
There we go. Talk a little about what we're seeing this morning. We talked with Brian Maple, as I said earlier, and good weather is probably one of the big factors behind the sell-off today.
Yeah, they're looking at this afternoon's crop conditions report to show anywhere from 1% to 3% improvement on corn and beans in general. Weather is somewhat cooperative. For the most part of the Midwest, conditions have improved some, but there was some pretty good rains over the weekend, and it put another douse of water in these low-lying areas, so it's pretty well washed out some of this ground that's been replanted a couple of times. So we're going to have some holes out there to fill in, but the trade believes that the higher ground's going to continue to improve with these rains, and two, we're going to get a little warmer and drier here this week, and that's going to help crop development as time goes on. But two, as mentioned there, the background of the uncertainty of these investment funds in the marketplace, as Washington continues to talk about those and speculative trading, has got some of the trade on nerve, because basically when you look at their position, traditional and long-term index funds are still along about 570,000 contracts of corn and over 250,000 contracts of beans. So, you know, until the air is sort of clear on that, we'll see. Cycle-wise, the timing on the grain market, if you're looking at the technical picture, we did have short-term sell signals in the corn and beans. Timing, though, suggests that the market could pull back into mid-late July as it does search out a low in here. But as we go through the day here, we'll see what the weekly export inspections report shows here at 10 o'clock to see if we're continuing to ship out what we sold. Then also, too, we'll watch the midday weather maps to see if there's any hint of some adverse weather, Tom.
Looks like the wheat market's being affected possibly by thoughts of a bigger global wheat crop than expected.
Yeah, when you look at the overall supply-demand balance sheet and the increase in acreage and overall yield projections, we're going to start rebuilding world wheat stocks. For the most part, wheat crop's in pretty good shape. But talked to a lot of producers, has had some real good yields on wheat. I mean, there's areas that's, you know, struggle, but for the most part, the wheat crop's in pretty good shape here. Longer term seasonally, you usually put a low in the wheat market as you get in the good chunk of the harvest here. Look at the technical picture. Wheat's getting down to a level where it's probably going to warrant some good value.
All right. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities in Normal. The current movement on the Board of Trade now has the Kansas City Board of Trade wheat contract for July at 842, down 11 cents. September down 10 at 854 and a half. Chicago July wheat is down 12 at 807. September is down 12 and a quarter at 18 and one half, or 818 and a half. And December wheat, 841, down 14 cents. July corn now trading off 22.5 cents a bushel at 657.5. September 668.5, down 22.5. December corn down 22.25 at 687, and the March trading at 705.5, down 21.25. July soybeans are at $16 even, down 30.5. August at 1582 now, down 33.5 cents. And September at 1570 a bushel, down 35.5 cents. November down 33 at 1563. Big slide in the soybean meal market right now. The July at 440 even, down 1390. But the bean oil Well, the July contract isn't trading at the moment. I'll get you a quick look at how that's doing. On the August contract, it's down 73 cents at 63.65. On the Mercantile Exchange, we have the August live cattle contract down 132.5 at 99.87.5. The feeder cattle at 111 even, down 72.5, and the June lean or July lean hogs at 74.95, down 2.5. The cattle market sliding a bit since the opening bell. Once again, outside, the Dow index is currently trading at 11,135. That's up 35 points. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.